let's review Shabbos Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara starts out by talking about the gezeira that a person who eats or drinks a davar tameh, that the person himself becomes a sheni l'tumah. Midah rice, a person cannot become tameh from eating food that's tameh. But the Rabbanon were gozer because they were concerned that if a person were eating food that was tameh, he might want to take a drink, and the drink might be truma, and he'll put it in his mouth while the tameh food is still in his mouth, and that way he'll be mitameh truma, and you're not allowed to be mitameh truma. Or if a person is drinking a drink that's tameh, he might want to grab a little bit of food, put it in his mouth at the same time that he's drinking, and then he'll be mitameh, and he'll take truma food, put it in his mouth, and he'll be mitameh the truma food. So the Rabbanon just made a gezeira that you're going to become tameh from any food that is tameh that you eat, and therefore you'll know that you have to keep truma away from you while you're eating tameh food. The Gemara then discusses the gezeira of babim mayim she'uvim, that a person who was tovel and then took a bath in mayim she'uvim, or any person, even a person who was not tovel, was not a tevil yom, who just took a shower of and had mayim she'uvim poured over him, that he also becomes tameh. The bar rosh of rubo b'mayim she'uvim, after you go to the mikvah, is a din midrabanan that you become a sheni l'tumah, and you have to be tovel again. The reason they made this gezeira, Abaye holds, is because they used to be tovel in very dirty waters, and after that they would take a bath. So people would look at that and would think that it's not the dirty waters alone that is mitar the person, but it's only the combination of the dirty waters and the bath. Rava understands that no, people aren't, that wouldn't be such a big deal if people thought that, because at least they would still go to the mikvah, because they think that the mikvah still helps in the tara process. Rava said no, the concern is people are going to think it's not the dirty waters at all that's mitar them, it's only the it's only the bath that's mitar them, and people are going to skip the mikveh entirely. What about the regular person taking a person who's not even tameh, just taking a shower? Why does that make a person a sheni l'tumah? So the Gemara says, because if we didn't make that gezeira, then the other gezeira wouldn't have stood. People would not have understood the difference, why sometimes a shower is mitameh you, and sometimes it's not mitameh you. They also made a gezeira against Sifrei Kodesh, that Sifrei Kodesh are mitameh as well. The reason is that they used to, because Sfarim are holy, and Trumas holy, they used to put Kitzvei HaKodesh together with Truma, and then mice used to come and ruin all the Sfarim. So they said, you know what? Sfarim are Tameh. And that way people would keep their Truma away from the Sfarim. The Gemara also has a Gezeira that Stam Yadayim, before you wash them, Pasul Truma. Pasul Truma, if the Yadayim touch Truma. And the reason is because Yadayim Askanios Hein. Now we assume that hands are always touching different parts of the body, and the way Rashi explains, it can get disgusting, it can ruin the Truma, make the Truma disgusting, if you just touch different parts of your body, and then you touch the Truma. The Gemara says that it's a person who touches Sefer Torah, Arum, he touches Sefer Torah directly with his hands, so Nikbar Arum, he's going to be buried Arum, which it explains means without the mitzvah that he got from reading the Torah that time that he touched the Torah with his hands. Doesn't mean literally Arum, doesn't mean Arum from all mitzvahs, it means Arum from that particular mitzvah. Now the takana of Stam Yadayim being Tameh is somewhat controversial. The Gemara raises the issue on Amud Beis about who made this gezeira, because it seems we have three different reports of a gezeira being made about Stam Yadayim. That Shlomo HaMelech made such a gezeira, Shammai and Hillel made such a gezeira, and then the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, yeah, there were three stages. Shlomo HaMelech was gozer, the Yadayim are shnios legabe kodshim. Shammai and Hillel were gozer, they're shnios even legabe truma, and Shammai and Hillel's gezeira was not accepted. Then the Talmidei Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were gozer for truma, and that gezeira was accepted. The original gezeira of Stam Yadayim was even to be sorif truma. The meaning wasn't that the gezeira got more serious in terms of its impact. The gezeira was just what changed over the course of time was which items are included in the gezeira. But in terms of its impact, whether you're Sorev Truma, that was already in place from the beginning. The Gemara tells us that if a mashka touches one of the avos hatumah, it becomes a rishon l'tumah. If that mashka then touches a food, the food becomes a sheni l'tumah to pasul truma b'negiaso. Mina Torah, a mashka cannot be metame a mashka, and ochel cannot be metame ochel. Chachamim of Rugoza, that a mashka that touches something that pasuls truma, like stam yadayim, becomes a rishon l'tumah. It works backwards. A gzeru mishum, mashkim shenitmu misharetz, which are also also a Rishon Letumah. So that's the Gzera Midraban. Also, a Gzera, they made this Gzera on a Mashke, not on food. Why would they Dafka make this Gzera on a Mashke and not on an Ochel? So Rashi explains, because a Mashke doesn't require Hechsher LeKabel Tumah. So its Tumah is much more Karov Lavo than food, which requires Hechsher before it could be Mekabel Tumah. The Gemara also discusses that a Kli, Midah Raisa, a Kli cannot be Mekabel Tumah unless it touches an Avatumah. A Kli cannot be Mekabel Tumah from a Rishon LeTumah. So if a Kli touches a Mashka Azav, like the Roke of Azav, so then it could become Tameh, because the Roke of Azav is an Avatumah. The Chacham of Rogoza, that a Kli becomes Tameh, even from touching a Mashka, which is a Rishon, Gzeira Mishom, and Ogeh, B'Mashka Azav, that's also one of the Gzeiras. Okay, that's Chazara of Shabbos Taf Yud Aleph.